What does this give the city and the school district access to?
Well, somewhere between, I don't have the exact numbers yet, and the numbers are going to fluctuate a little bit because the city and the county and the school district have to prove up their claims. But directionally, we're talking about something in the neighborhood of $35 to $45 million. And then there will, part of that will be, have to be matched by the local community and the state. So, you know, if you're talking $35 million, then, you know, roughly $9 million of that is going to be state and local. If the claims were higher and it's $45 million, then it could be $11 or $12 million from the state and local participants, and then the rest from the federal government.
It's great to see this action take place, but one still has to scratch their head about why wait this long.
Well, you know, you're not the first person to ask me that question about why the delay, and I have to give you the same answer, and that is I don't know. I mean, it shouldn't have happened. We've got people living out of their cars up there in the middle of summertime, and it was just unfair to the people of West and the people of Texas to delay the decision like that. But, you know, the good news is we got the decision we wanted. We got the decision that was appropriate. I just wish we hadn't had the excessive delay with it.
Now, on the flip side, FEMA is normally associated with natural disasters. Hurricanes would be the first thing that comes to my mind. So how often does FEMA have to consider something like what happened at West?
Well, the Stafford Act is not limited to natural disasters, so it applies to all disasters. And so this, now, you're right. Normally, you hear about FEMA being involved in natural disasters, but they are involved in other types of disasters as well.
Is it too soon to talk about what the timetable is now for the people with the city and the school district in West to really get the ball rolling on this stuff?
Well, the most critical need in the city of West right now is to rebuild their water system and their sewer system, which were damaged by the seismic event that occurred when this explosion happened. And so from what our understanding is, there's going to be about $3 to $4 million that flows very quickly into the city so that they can start that infrastructure work. If you think about it, if you've got your house is destroyed, you're ready to rebuild it, but you don't know if you're going to have a water system, then you're not going to rebuild it until you know that. So this has been the sort of the critical issue that we've been trying to press the White House on. Get the money up there to rebuild the water system so that people can start getting on with their rebuilding their houses and getting on with their lives. So that's going to happen now and fairly quickly.
And then with the school district, what, if anything, are they getting out of this?
Well, depending on the level of claims that they're able to prove up for the damage related to their school buildings, they may have some uninsured losses, and so this money will help them cover rebuilding the schools without the total amount of it coming from the local taxpayers, because part of it will be coming from Stafford Act dollars.
As far as the individual claims from what you're hearing from your constituent offices and your staff people, how well are they being treated?
Up to, except for, well, let me, when you look at Stafford Act payments, you can put them in two sort of big groups. One is the funding that comes immediately after the disaster for temporary assistance, temporary housing, the food, clothing, things of that nature. That all flowed very quickly and flowed very well. And from what I've heard, FEMA did a good job of responding to the constituents of the community of West. Now, the second part has to do with, you know, the uninsured portions of rebuilding houses and things like that. And I don't have a good feel for that yet because we just got that approved recently. And I don't have any feedback as to how well that process works.
A closing observation or two for people in Bryan College Station, what can be done to assist now that we're approaching 4 months since this thing happened?
If something like this were to happen in Bryan College Station, I think what I've learned is we start the political process earlier by putting pressure on the White House. I mean, in this case, we let the process work the way it was supposed to work, and it didn't work, unfortunately. And so we waited until the governor put his latest appeal in, and the day after he put his latest appeal in, I had a letter with two senators and 34 members of Congress headed to the president's desk to get them to work on it. I had several different outside groups putting pressure. I mean, we even used social media to put postcards from residents in West and posting that socially to say, Mr. President, please help us out. I think next time we would just start that the next day, say, you know, we're going to need your help and start the political pressure and the social pressure early on.